We're so much fun, cause naturally, Nationals baseball, come and see. Family, friends, and future stars, Nationals baseball, best by far. We're so much fun, come so naturally, Nationals baseball. We're so much fun, come so
The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hicklin into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Gorman's waving to home. Hicklin slides in safely, and the Naturals walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Boss the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends, on a comfortable Tuesday morning here in... Oh, gosh, I'm a little loud, aren't I? Apologies. On a comfortable Tuesday morning in Springdale, Arkansas. It's time for Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball here on the Naturals Baseball Network. It's Education Day at the ballpark, and when I tell you there are a lot of kids here, but it should be a good time as the Naturals are hosting the Wichita Wind Surge here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Well, we're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the first of six games this week between the Naturals and the Wind Surge. The Wind Surge come into this series as the top team, at least in the North Division, 16-10 the record, a .615 winning percentage. The Naturals in third place, 2.5 games behind the Wind Surge, 14-13, coming off a series win at Springfield where the Naturals took 4 of 6 games from the Wind Surge, whereas the Wind Surge, or I should say the Naturals took 4 of 6 games from the Springfield Cardinals, whereas the Wichita Wind Surge, they only played 5 games with the Tulsa Drillers, had 3 rainouts, and the Wind Surge won 3 of 5 games that week. So the Naturals trying to make it 3 wins in a row after taking games Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's game, oh boy, was that interesting. Naturals jumped out to a 5-run lead. It was 5-0. Lost that 5-run lead. And then after heading into the ninth inning, tied 5-5, the Naturals were able to come back and win it, which was nice to see. Michael Massey right now on the field being presented with his Rawlings Gold Glove Award. He was the minor league Gold Glover at second base last year. Only one of those awarded at each level of the minor leagues across all of the minor, or I should say across all of the minor leagues, there's one Gold Glover at each position. So that's pretty cool to see Michael Massey get his Gold Glove on the field here before the game. We're going to step aside here. No pregame interview today. The 11 a.m. start means I think the schedule's a little condensed. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups for both the Naturals and the Wind Surge. Back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Back with you at Arvest Ballpark. We're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for the first of six games this week between the Naturals and the Wichita Wind Surge. Time now to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the lineup for the visitors. The Wichita Wind Surge, 16-10. The top team of the North Division, AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, are led by second-year skipper Ramon Borrego. Austin Martin, the top prospect in the Twin system, leads off playing shortstop. Edouard Julien bats second at second base and third. Batting fourth is the center fielder Michael Hellman. Matt Wallner hits fifth in right field. Batting sixth is the designated hitter Alex Isola. Andrew Bechtold hits seventh. He's doing the catching. Chris Williams bats eighth at first base. And Leobaldo Cabrera rounds out the order. He's batting ninth in left field. So again, the Wind Surge have Martin at short, Julien at second, Steer at third, Hellman in center, Wallner in right, Isola the DH. Bechtold catching, Williams at first, and Cabrera in left field with the right-hander Ben Gross on the mound for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Or the right-hander Ben Gross on the mound for the Wichita Wind Surge, I beg your pardon. Mike Dursley was just waving at me, caught me off guard. For the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Michael Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Sully Matias. John Rave hits fifth. He's the designated hitter. Batting sixth at third base is Nate Eaton. Robbie Glendinian hits seventh, playing first base. Logan Porter bats eighth, doing the catching. And Tucker Bradley hits ninth. He rounds out the order, playing left field. So again, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals have Michael Garcia at shortstop, Nick Lofton in center, and Michael Massey at second. Sully Matias is the right fielder with Rave the DH. Eaton playing third base, Glendinian at first, Porter catching, and Bradley in left field. And the left-hander Marcelo Martinez has the start for Northwest Arkansas. Martinez making his second start of the season with the Naturals, his fifth start overall. He threw six innings last Wednesday at Springfield, only allowed one run and struck out seven for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Again, those are today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. Trevor Daniger is the crew chief. He's the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes tonight, or this morning, this afternoon, today. Ty Krause is the first base umpire, and Pete Talkington is the third base umpire. Naturals and the Wind Surge. Naturals in their home white tops and white pants. The Wind Surge in their red alternate tops and gray pants. Just waiting for the Naturals to take the field. Usually I'm having a rush through the starting lineups to beat the team taking the field, but today I beat the Naturals. How about that? Well, good for you, Nick. And it feels good to be back at home, as the Naturals have had two of their first three homestands this season against the Wind Surge. This is the last time the Wind Surge come to Northwest Arkansas this year. Then the Naturals return the favor and twice go and play on the road at Riverfront Stadium. July the 26th through the 31st, and then September 6th through the 11th. A pair of six-game series later on. These two teams play each other 24 times this season. We're just waiting on Marcelo Martinez to be ready, take the field. I don't know. How about that? I guess we'll go ahead and step aside and come back when the Naturals are on the field. So coming up after this, that'll conclude the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show for today. First pitch and all nine innings of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. On the other side, here are the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
June will be a can't miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batter.
Well, so glad to be back with you here on this. Absolutely, isn't it? On a very nice Tuesday morning in Springdale, Arkansas. We're at Arvest Ballpark for some Education Day baseball between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And the Randy broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. It's 82 degrees and partly cloudy. Though it's expected to get warmer really as the day goes on. And the wind is blowing 17 miles an hour to the northeast. which is pretty much out to the dead center field. So the ball should be flying today. But certainly looking forward to a good day of baseball here in Springdale, Arkansas. And Marcelo Martinez, the left-hander, has the start for the Naturals. It's his second of the season. The lineup he faces for the win surge has Martin at short, Julian at second, Steer at third, Hellman in center, Wallner in right, Isola the DH, Bechtold catching, Williams at first, and Cabrera in left. So Austin Martin, the right-handed hitting shortstop, steps in. It's just about time for baseball. Martin, the right-handed hitter, against the left-handed pitcher, Marcelo Martinez. He kicks and fires, and the first pitch is lined past the dive of the third baseman, Nate Eaton, and into left field for a base hit. So first pitch swinging here at 11:07 a.m. Austin Martin aboard with a single. The first pitch time and temperature is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden. 82 degrees, partly cloudy. Dawn and temperature. Runner on first and nobody out. Scoreless in the top of inning one. Marcelo Martinez first pitch to the left-handed hitting second baseman, Edouard Julien. Misses inside. The count's one ball and no strikes. Julien, a .281 hitter on the season. The pitch misses. A touch outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Julien has reached in seven consecutive games for the win search. 2-0 in for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Marcelo Martinez, 25 years old, the native of Reynosa, Mexico, in his second season with the Naturals. Move over to first, and Austin Martin's back in standing up. So runner on first, nobody out. Double play depth up the middle. And here's the 2-1. Misses high, three balls and one strike. What a start it was for Marcelo Martinez last Wednesday at Springfield. Six innings, he allowed a run on two hits with a walk and seven strikeouts. Got the win as the Naturals won 13-3 over the Cardinals. 3-1, the count to Julian, the pitch. Rocketed high in the air out to center field. Now Lofton sprints in. The Naturals center fielder has it drop in front of him. He throws to second base, and Austin Martin is out. Michael Massey there waiting from the throw from Nick Lofton. And I guess that goes down as an 8-4 fielder's choice. How about that? So Julien on first, Martin out at second. A runner on and one out for the right-handed hitting third baseman Spencer Steer. Just getting going, no score here in the top of the first inning on a Tuesday morning in Springdale. First pitch to Steer, in for a called strike one. No balls, a draft pick out of Oregon in 2019. Lefty and righty in the pitch. Bounced foul through the third base coach's box. Down the line, no balls and two strikes. Marcelo Martinez started the year in AAA Omaha. Appeared in five games, including three starts for the Storm Chasers. Here's the 0-2. Up and in. Steer turns out of the way. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes on the wind surge third baseman. Surge in their red tops with gray pants. Martinez kicks and deals. Misses outside. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes on Steer. Runner on first and one out here in the top of the first inning. Martinez from the first base side kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Steer chases a fastball elevated at the top of the zone. And there's two away here in the first inning. Defensively behind Marcelo Martinez, the Naturals have Tucker Bradley in left field, Nick Lofton in center, Sully Matias in right. Step off and a throw over to first.
Edouard Julien jumps back in. Nate Eaton is the third baseman with Mykellen Garcia at shortstop, Michael Massey at second, Robbie Clinton at first, and Logan Porter catching Martinez. So Bradley Loft to Matias, left to right in the outfield. The first pitch to Michael Hellman, a right-handed hitting center fielder. He takes the ball outside. It's 1-0. Eaton Garcia, the left side of the infield. Massey Clendenin on the right side. One ball and no strikes. Runner going from first. The pitch is popped in the air. Foul territory on the left side. Eaton makes the catch right in front of the Wind Surge dugout. The Naturals third baseman. He calls off the catcher, Logan Porter, and makes the grab to send this game. No runs on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Naturals coming to bat in the home half.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of inning one, the Naturals and Wind Surge no score from Arvest Ballpark. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our communities. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. So Ben Gross, the right-hander out of Duke and Princeton, on the mound for Wichita, facing the right-handed hitting shortstop Mykel Garcia, bounces the first pitch. Gross leaps up, snags the chop. One pitch and one out here in the bottom of inning one. Defensively behind Ben Gross, the Wind Surge have Leobaldo Cabrera in left field, Michael Hellman in center, and Matt Wallner in right. Spencer Steer plays third base with Austin Martin at shortstop, Edouard Julien at second, Chris Williams at first, and Andrew Bechtold catching. Oh, no score here. Bottom of inning one. Base is empty and one out for Nick Lofton, the natural center fielder. First pitch from Gross. This is down and away for ball one. Lofton, a 287 hitter this season with 3 home runs and 19 runs batted in. And the pitch. This is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton enters today's game on a 5-game hitting streak. His longest of the season, second longest active streak on the team. Behind Mykel Garcia's 11. The 2-0. Line drive, right field. Matt Wallner leaps up in right field. It's over his head and bounces off the base of the wall. Nick Lofton cruises into second. With a stand-up double. Well, with the wind blowing out, that ball just kept carrying and carrying on Matt Wallner. And look, he's tall in right field, 6'5". He leapt up and just couldn't quite get there. Here's Michael Massey. Massey, I mentioned on the pregame show, presented with his minor league gold glove before the game started. The gold glover at second base last year. Right around second with one out for the left-handed hitting second baseman. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. A ball and no strikes on Massey, a 320 hitter. Naturals team leader with 5 home runs and 26 RBI. Here's the 1-0. Got the strike, 1-1. is 26 runs batted in, ranked third in the Texas League behind Moises Gomez of Springfield and Dominic Fletcher of Amarillo. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher Bechtold, but Lofton stays on second. And the count's 1-2. The count. One out here in the bottom of inning one. Just getting going on a Tuesday morning in Springdale. Gross from the third base side. Lofton dancing off of second. Kicks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Massey chases a pitch below the zone. And there's the second out here in the first inning. Surly Matias bats. Runner on second is Nick Lofton after his double. And there's two outs. The first pitch. Swinging a... It's tough to tell up here sometimes if they got a piece of it or not. I have the umpire blocking my view from the booth. No balls and a strike to pitch. Well struck, high in the air and deep down the right field line. Matt Wallner into foul territory, crosses the line, and the ball bounces off his glove. A foul ball. And the count's no balls and two strikes. No balls and two strikes on Surly Matias. Two outs and Lofton leading from second. Ben Gross at the belt kicks the 0-2. Down and away. Good pick by Bechtold. It's 1-2. Gosh, there are so many children at the ballpark today. Thousands of them. But it makes for a good atmosphere. Again, 0-2. Gross check back at second. Kicks the deals. Popped foul to the right. Gets out of play. And we'll do it again. No balls, 1-2. With John Rave waiting on deck. Surly last week in Springfield. Hit 375. Fouls a pitch. Maybe the hand of Bechtold to the backstop. We'll do it again, 1-2. He went 6-for-16 at Hammonds Field with a double, a triple, a home run, and four driven in. He also drew 5 walks, which actually led the team. Had the highest OPS on the team at 1250 last week. And actually, since the team hit over 300, which was impressive. The ball and 2 strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball blown past Surly. He's down on strike. Third out of the first inning, Nick Lofton stranded on second base. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Scoreless after one. Off to the second from Springdale. You're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Our Best Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday and fireworks on both Friday and Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Off to the second inning, the Naturals and the Wind Surge. No score from Springdale. Marcelo Martinez, the left-hander, into his second inning of work. He'll first face the left-handed hitting right fielder, Matt Wallner. Kicking the first pitch. Called for strike one. Wall, 5, 6, and 7 in the Wind Surge order. Wallner enters this game on a 5-game hitting streak. Here's the 0-1. In for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. He's really turned things around since a rough week in Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals opening homestand. Just did not have a good week. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Oh, I might have jinxed it. Apologies, Matt. He is down on strikes for the second out. Or the second strikeout. For Marcelo Martinez today. Second strikeout, the first out of the second inning. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. Alex Isola, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, takes a calm strike one. Martinez kicks the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevates a pitch outside the zone. Isola chases, and it's 0-2. Infield shaded slightly to pull. No balls and two strikes. The pitch drops below the zone and a tad outside. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. The pitch swings at a pitch at his eyes and pops it into foul territory. Logan Porter, the catcher, tosses his mask and the ball pops out of his glove. He converged with the third baseman, Nate Eaton. It's an error on the Naturals catcher. And we'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. Kicking the pitch. Misses high. It's 1-2. Or 2-2, I beg your pardon. This is a tad low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count is full. Here's the payoff. Just misses. Ball four. Well, Alex Isola, credit to him, behind the count 0-2. Works the count full and draws a walk. So runner on first and one out for Andrew Bechtold. The Wind Surge catcher, just batting 200 this season, but with 3 home runs and 12 driven in. The first pitch. Gone for strike one. So Marcelo Martinez pounding the strike zone here in the second inning. At least on the first pitch of the plate appearances. Here's the 0-1. Pop foul over our heads. Headed for the parking lot. Quickly, it's no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes with one out. Robbie Glendinning holding on the runner at first, Alex Isola. The 0-2. Sails high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oh, no score here in the top of inning 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes with a runner on first and one out. Martinez set at the letters, check over at first, kicks and deals. World foul to the far end of the Wind Surge third base dugout. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes still. One ball, two strikes with one out. Kicking the pitch. Misses low. He lays off. Bechtold does, and the count's even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez kicks and deals. Skied high in the air, deep out to right center field. Sully Matias tracks to his right, reaches up in the right center field alley with his bright green glove to make a one-handed catch for the second out. Alex Nisola heads back to first. And they're two away for the first baseman, Chris Williams. Williams, right-handed hitter against the left-hander March. Peers in for the sign, resting his glove on his right thigh. Comes set of the letters, kicks and deals. Line foul down the right side, over the sweet level and out of play. Count is no balls and one strike. And Martinez only threw 13 pitches in the first inning. He's been forced to labor a little more, has thrown 17 pitches here in the second. Kick in the 0-1. Check swing foul back to the screen. Might have just caught the knob of the bat. And it's no balls and two strikes. Alec Marsh, I guess, is our ball boy today. We'll see him in a few days later on this week. What is it? I think it's Thursday he starts. The 0-2 misses. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Chris Williams. Number 8 hitter in the win surge order. Tied at 0 here in the top of the second inning. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Marcelo Martinez strands the runner on. A pair of strikeouts. A scoreless top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Naturals and Wind Surge, no score.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earn not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
This is outfielder John Rave, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the second inning in Springdale. No score, Naturals and Wind Surge. John Rave, Nate Eaton, and Robbie Glendinning. 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Naturals against the right-hander Ben Gross into his second inning of work. Kicks in the first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. I think Rave tipped it into the glove of catcher Bechtold. No balls and a strike. John hitting 250 this season. He's driven in 18 runs and enters this morning on a 5-game hitting streak. Infield to pull, the 0-1. This is a tad low. Even 1 ball and 1 strike. Shortstop Martin shaded up the middle. Steer plays off the bag at third by about 30 feet. And the 1-1. Foul tip in and out of Bechtold's glove, and it's no balls and two strikes. Rave, he also had a productive week last week in Springfield. 7 for 19 at the plate, a .368 average. Drove in 5 runs. Naturals designated hitter today. Righty and lefty, here's the 1-2. Misses down and in. or even two balls and two strikes. So Ben Gross, the 10th round pick by Minnesota in 2019, out of Duke, after doing his undergrad at Princeton, the native of New Jersey. 2-2 pitch. This is inside. And the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Gross at the belt full. Here's the payoff pitch. Down low for ball four. John Rave draws a walk, and the Naturals have the leadoff man on here in the second. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Here's Nate Eaton, the right-handed hitting third baseman, has reached in his last four games. Runner on first and nobody out. Scoreless in the second inning. First pitch from Gross. Squares to bunt and pulls back. Pitches in the dirt for ball one. Infield shaded a pull with Julian shaded up the middle at second base. Rave on first has five steals and seven attempts this year. Step off and a throwback. He's in with a head first dive. This is the second of three weekday games for the Naturals. We'll play at 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, the 22nd of June. 1-0 pitch. Eaton squares to bunt and tries to push it up the first base line, but it's foul. That's even 1-1. Coach today for the Naturals. As always, the manager, Chris Widger, is the third base coach. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2-1. Gross. Pitched four innings, allowed two runs on five hits when he faced the Naturals here in Springdale. Pitched the second game of the series. Next pitch to Eaton misses down and away. Three balls and a strike. He started the year out of the bullpen. He followed Matt Cantorino with four and a third innings. We'll see Cantorino tomorrow. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Eaton chases the fastball away. And the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes on Nate Eaton with Robbie Glendinning, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Payoff pitch, runner going. Line foul back to the screen. And we'll do it once more. Three balls and two strikes. So Eaton, the third baseman, we saw him in right field on Sunday evening in Springfield. Plays all over the place. Count is full, a move over to first. Rave back in with a dive. A really good pickoff move from Ben Gross. 25-year-old, 6'1". He stands atop the rubber, peering in for the sign, the glove tucked into his arm. He comes out of the belt. Rave leaning towards second. He's off in the payoff pitch. That one's well struck, high in the air and deep to center field. Michael Hellman back onto the warning track, leaps up and makes the catch right in front of the wall. John Rave scampers back to first. Well struck by Nate Eaton, but just holds up a bit too long. Maybe it didn't hold up long enough. Something like that. So one out, a runner on first. No score here in the bottom of inning two. For Robbie Glendinning, the right-handed hitting first baseman, the Australian. The pitch. Drops in for strike one. Glendinning batting .284 in the season with four home runs. 19 runs batted in, which is tied with Nick Lofton for second on the team. The 0-1 popped in the air, foul to the right side and out of play. It's 0-2. Hopefully a lot of kids were able to come home from today's game with souvenirs. A lot of them on the outfield berm, past the first and third base dugouts, even some behind the dugouts. 0-2. We'll get a move over to first. Again, Rave dives back in. Ben Gross keeping a close eye on John Rave at first. Well, the Naturals, I'd say they steal a lot of bases. I mean, they're third in the league in steals. They don't steal as many as Wichita, who leads the league and is second in AA in steals. But the Naturals are up there. 2-2 pitch, Rave off for second. Pitch is high for a ball. Throw down to second in time. John Rave throws his hands up. He's positive he was safe. He'll lose that argument with Pete Talkington, the third base umpire, who was right there to make the call. So that's the second out. Rave caught stealing for the third time this year. That's the first runner that Andrew Bechtold has caught stealing this year. A ball and two strikes on Glendinning with two outs. The pitch, a swing and a miss for strike three. Glendinning down to a knee with the hack. And just like that, the bottom of the second comes to an end. The Naturals get a leadoff walk but fail to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on. We go to the third, 0-0 from Springdale.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Attending a North is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit NWANaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. We're going to go with this day in Naturals history. May the 10th, 2012. Greg Holland, Chris Dwyer, Brandon Lafferty, and Kendall Walls combined for the second no-hitter in Naturals history. First pitch to Leobaldo Cabrera, right-handed hitter. Swing and a miss for strike one from Marcelo Martinez. It's Cabrera, Austin Martin, and Edouard Juliet. 9-1 and 2 in the order. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. The second no-hitter in Naturals history. Greg Holland was just with the team on a rehab start. He struck out the side in the first, and then Dwyer followed with 6 2/3. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Leobaldo Cabrera's struggles at the plate continue. Entered today batting 0-45. He swings and misses for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Martinez. Back to the top of the order for Austin Martin. So it was a no-hit and in from Greg Holland. 6 2/3 from Chris Dwyer. Balls tossed a perfect ninth. Austin Martin loses control of his bat. That's strike one. No balls and one strike. Martin singled on the first pitch he saw. Lined it past the dive of the third baseman, Nate Eaton. Here's the 0-1. This is outside. One ball and one strike. Infield, the pull for the right-handed hitter, the 1-1 pitch. This is a tad outside. Two balls and one strike. When the wind surge visited here in the second week of April, Martin at 292 stole six bases in as many attempts. Pitch misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. He's a perfect 14 for 14 in steals this year. 3-1. Martinez is a left-hander to the right-handed hitting Martin. Kick in the 3-1 pitch. Popped foul to the right. Inside out swing brings the count full. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2. Martinez to Martin, the payoff pitch. Outside ball four. And Austin Martin is aboard for the second time today. This time it's a one-out walk. Marcelo Martinez, second walk of the... It's still morning. It's morning for about 20 more minutes. A runner on first. One out for Edouard Julien. Left-handed hitting. Second baseman bats with a runner on first and one out. First pitch. Tap foul off the glove of Logan Porter, the catcher. Snowballs and a strike. Julien, he singled in the first inning. That was when Austin Martin was out at second. Pitch misses inside. Naturals are a better offensive team than the Wind Surge in nearly every category, but on pitching, it's the flip. The Wind Surge are a better pitching team than the Naturals across the board, pretty much. Here's the 1-1. In for a strike. One ball and two strikes. The Naturals have thrown more innings and have walked fewer batters in the Wind Surge, but they're better than the Naturals in just about every other category. Infield to pull the 1-2. Sails high. Ready for two balls and two strikes. Well, the Wind Surge have drawn more walks, struck out less, and stolen more bases than the Naturals, but Naturals have more hits, have scored more runs, more home runs, better average, OPS, the whole nine yards. The 2-2. Just misses inside. And the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Martin, a big lead off of first. Off for second, the payoff. Pop foul to the left. Out of play. Over the sweet level. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Austin Martin, I mentioned, a perfect 14 for 14 in steal attempts this year. He's been held on by Robbie Glendinning, but has an aggressive lead towards second. With one out, and the runner on, the 3-2. Just misses outside for ball four. So Martin heads up to second with Edouard Julien now on first. Third baseman Spencer Steer bats. Baby Shark. It's a good walk-up song. Fun fact. There's a little bit of a story here. I'll wait for the pitch. Spencer Steer struck out in the first inning. 2 on and 1 out in the first pitch. Tap foul straight into the ground. No balls and one strike. Matching with the Elizabethton Twins in 2019. Minnesota's rookie affiliate. Spencer Steer was on that team for about a month. He came to us a couple weeks into the season. And I asked him about a walk-up song. And I said, yeah, whatever you guys want. He didn't have a preference at the time. The 0-1 pitch. This is outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Now, in the Appalachian League, there was an interesting rule where walk-up songs could not have lyrics in them. You could only use instrumental songs for walk-up songs. It was an interesting one. 1-1 pitch. Misses down and away. Porter throw behind Martin at second. Massey applies the tang, but Martin slides back in feet first. And one of our players that year, Daniel Azoria, he chose to have the instrumental Baby Shark as his walk-up song. He was only with us for about a week. But, of course, we obliged. If you want to walk up to Baby Shark, you can walk up to Baby Shark. 2-1 pitch. Popped high in the air. Shallow left field, Michael Garcia ranges out, reaches up over his shoulder and makes the catch. There's out number two here in the third inning. So Daniel Azoria moves up to Cedar Rapids. Spencer Steer actually replaced him on the roster. And look, we already had Baby Shark in the system. So Spencer Steer tells us, hey, I'm not too picky on a walk-up song. Well, Baby Shark was already in the system, so he walked up to Baby Shark for one game and then, and he picked out a song. Two on, two out for Michael Hellman, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Where's his pant legs pulled up high? The first pitch. Popped in the air. Foul territory right side. Logan Porter, the catcher, tosses his mask and makes a circus catch. In the grass of foul territory on the first base side. That ball was blowing back towards the field. But Porter held on in foul territory for the third out of the third inning. Martinez strands a pair of runners on. No runs, no hits. A pair of walks, no errors. Naturals and Wind Surge, no score.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is catcher Logan Porter, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning from Springdale. Naturals and Wind Surge, no score. Stephen Klumick takes over on the mound for the Wind Surge, so Ben Gross pitches two scoreless innings. Allows a walk, a hit, and strikes out three. Right-hander's first pitch to the Naturals catcher Logan Porter. Misses up and in for ball one. It's Porter, Tucker Bradley, Michael Garcia. 8-9-1 of the Naturals order. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. In for a strike. And the count's even. One ball and one strike. Porter batting .288 on the season. Hit his second home run of the season on Sunday. He's driven in nine. Pink. And it's one ball and two strikes. One and two, the pitch. Foul on the ground, sharply hit just outside the third base bag. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Infield shaded to pull with the second baseman Julian towards second. Up the middle. Porter calls time, steps out. Here's the 1-2. Comes inside and hits him on the shoulder. Tries to turn out of the way but can't. And Logan Porter is aboard. The Naturals have the leadoff man on for Tucker Bradley. Now we'll take a look around the Texas League. The out-of-town scoreboard is presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Well, day baseball here in Springdale and also in Springfield. Amarillo leads Springfield, the Cardinals, 2-1 at the bottom of the first inning from Hammonds Field. Rest of the league plays tonight. Tucker Bradley bats and he bunts the first pitch. Foul up the third base line. Trying to bunt for a hit. Royals foul about 45 feet up. That counts 0-1. Frisco Rough Riders are playing in Tulsa tonight at One Oak Field. That game gets going at 6:05 Central. At 6:30, Corpus Christi is playing at Midland at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And at 7, the Arkansas Travelers are in San Antonio to take on the Missions. 0-1. Misses outside. Even one ball and one strike. Tucker Bradley hits in his last four games. He's batting .296 this year with two home runs and seven driven in. Here's the 1-1. A looper, shallow left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Porter moves up to second. Tucker Bradley making a five-game hitting streak. Naturals have two runners on with nobody out here in the third. So back to the top of the order for the Naturals shortstop, Michael Garcia, who has hit in 11 straight games entering today. That's the third longest hitting streak in the Texas League this year. Longest for any Naturals player. It's also tied for the longest active hitting streak in the league. Two on, nobody out. On the first pitch, Garcia squares to bunt and pops it down right off to the first base side of the mound. Klumick off the mound, grabs it and throws over to first. So a 1-3 sacrifice. Works as intended, moves Logan Porter from second to third and Tucker Bradley from first to second. So the Naturals, two runners in scoring position. And one out for Nick Lofton. For Stephen Klumick. This is the right-hander's ninth appearance this season. He doesn't have a record with a 2.61 ERA. He's allowed three earned runs in 10 1/3 innings. First pitch to Lofton, fouled into the ground. That counts no balls and one strike. Nick doubled in the bottom of the first inning. Stranded on second to end the inning. Yeah, one big swing and a miss. Loses control of his bat as it flies back to the warning track. Second time we've seen that this inning. Counts no balls and two strikes. Usually I'm used to seeing Nick Lofton's helmet fly off as he rounds the bases, but this time the bat flies out of his hands. No balls, two strikes. With one out, two runners in scoring position. The pitch. Skied in the air out to center field. Should be deep enough to score Porter from third. Hellman ranges to his left, reaches up and makes the catch in the alley. Porter dashes home and is into score standing up. Sacrifice fly for Nick Lofton. Puts the Naturals up 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. And the second out of the third inning. Tucker Bradley stays on second base. Two gone with two outs, a runner on second. Left-handed hitter Massey awaits the first pitch. Misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Massey struck out swinging in the first, so he's 0-for-1 today. The pitch. Swing and a miss on top of the off-speed. The count's even 1-1. Really, since the calendar flipped to May, Michael Massey has been so good. This month, batting .455. The pitch. Lined down the left side, out of play, foul. It's 1-2. He's entered today, 10-for-22 in May, with an 11.53 OPS and 10 runs batted in. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Tucker Bradley leading from second in the pitch. This is in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Massey awaits the pitch. Comes inside, he scoots out of the way. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Sully Matias waits in the on-deck circle. The count full on Michael Massey. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. A run home here in the third inning. The Naturals lead the wind surge 1-0. And the pitch. Tapped softly up the first baseline, but foul. Massey fouled it off his foot. He'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire, Trevor Daniger, the crew chief, he brushes off home plate, give Massey a little extra time to recover. Three balls and two strikes, again the payoff. Down low, ball four. Michael Massey draws a walk. He's down to first base. Two runners on now. Massey on first. Bradley on second with two away for Sully Matias. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Matias, he struck out to end the first, batting for the second time today. First pitch. Foul to the right, back up against the screen. Counts no balls and one strike. The final line for Ben Gross, I mentioned two innings, no runs on a hit to walk, three strikeouts. He threw just 31 pitches. 19 of them for strikes, really a bullpen day for the win surge. A one, that one's well struck, high in the air and deep out to left center field. Cabrera looks up, it is way out of here. A three-run home run for Sully Matias, his fifth homer of the year. Stretches the Naturals lead to 4-0 here at the bottom of the third. Goodness gracious, that ball was torched. Bradley, Massey, and Matias all come home. 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. With the Naturals leading 4-0, here's John Rain, the designated hitter, left-handed hitter. First pitch misses for ball one. So after two scoreless innings from Ben Gross, Stephen Klumick has the third inning. Rave tries to bunt it up the third baseline, but foul. Straight to the ground, counts 1-1. The third baseman, Steer, is playing back. I mean, he has a couple paces in from the outfield grass and probably 30 feet off the base. So really, if you count 1-1, if John Rave wants to try and lay it down again, there's just plenty of open space. The pitch. This is inside. Two balls and a strike. Rave walked to begin the second inning, but was caught stealing for the second out. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. So now John Rave will have to swing away. He won't be able to bunt for it. I mean, he could bunt for a hit, but he risks striking out if the bunt's foul. Lined into left field, Leobaldo Cabrera reaches up and catches the sinking liner for the third and final out here in the bottom of the third inning. But the Naturals take a 4-0 lead, a sacrifice fly from Nick Lofton, and a three-run homer from Sully Matias. Four runs on two hits, a walk and a hit batter, no errors, and no runners left on base. We go to the fourth, 4-0, Northwest Arkansas.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud of
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Putting off the fourth inning, right fielder, number 37, Matt Wallner.
Back at Arvest Ballpark, it's the top of the fourth inning. Naturals lead the win surge 4-0. Capped by a three-run home run in the previous half inning from Sully Matias. Wallner leads off. The left-handed hitter against the left-handed throwing Marcelo Martinez. First pitch. Misses by a touch. One ball and no strikes. Wallner, Alex Isola, and Andrew Bechtel. 5, 6, and 7 in the order for the win search. Martinez with some good run support here. Kicks and delivers. Wallner chases down and away. The count's even 1-1. It was a tough series, I mentioned last time the win search came here. Wallner went just 2 for 22, but with a home run. The pitch misses up and in. 2 balls and a strike. Struck out swinging to begin the second inning. Batting for the second time. Martinez delivers. The pitch misses low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallner, the native of Minnesota, so he was drafted by his hometown team, which is pretty cool. Taking the pitch. Pop foul. Left side, Logan Porter, the catcher, gives chase, and it lands in just the second row of seats next to the Windsurge dugout. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff pitch, the 3-2. Swing a foul straight back to the screen on a line. Comes back and home plate umpire Trevor Daniger picks it up. Tosses it to the Naturals dugout. We'll do it again, 3-2. No runs, 2 hits for the Windsurge. 4 runs, 3 hits for the Naturals. Again, the payoff pitch. Outside misses ball 4. It's the 4th walk of the game for Marcelo Martinez. Wallner down to first to lead off the 4th inning. Now here's the Windsurge designated hitter, Alex Isola. He was the first batter that Marcelo Martinez walked. 1 out in the 2nd inning. And he was stranded on first. Martinez retired the next 2. Left on right, the first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 1. 4 balls and 1 strike. Marcelo signed with the Royals in March 2018. So he's in his 4th season in the organization, his 5th year. 0-1 is looped foul just to the right. Hits off the ledge in front of the control room. Bounces back down into the seats. Quickly, it's 0-2. Martinez was a Baseball America rookie all-star in 2018 with the Burlington Royals. Pitch misses outside, 1-2. He was Burlington's pitcher of the year that year. Led the Appalachian League in ERA. Strikeouts, opponent's average, and whip. The 0-2. Down and away. Beg your pardon, the count's 2-2. Even in the count with a runner on first and nobody out, the pitch. Laced down the right field line, but foul into one of the school groups down there. Someone got a souvenir. All the friends are excited. What's the next best thing to getting a foul ball yourself or your best friend getting one of your classmates? 2 balls and 2 strikes and the pitch. Struck deep down the left field line. Tucker Bradley looks up and it is gone into the Windsurge bullpen. Alex Isola, his 4th home run of the season, is a 2-run shot that cuts the Windsurge deficit in half. Naturals just lead 4-2 now. That ball get out of here in a hurry. Goodness gracious. A 2-run home run. It's the Windsurge on the board. Now trailing by just 2 runs. It's the catcher Andrew Bechtold now. The first pitch. That one's well struck in the air to left center field. Bradley looks up. You can forget about that one. Oh my goodness, that ball was at a mile. A solo home run for Andrew Bechtel. The Windsurge go back to bat and are now within just a run. It's 4-3. A second time that back-to-back home runs have been hit against the Naturals this year. And as Bechtold crosses home plate with his 4th long ball of the year, the Naturals pitching coach, Derek Lewis, begins a stroll out to the mound for a conversation with the Naturals left-hander. Back-to-back pitches, too. The wind surge go from being down four to within a run. Lewis in his second year as the Naturals pitching coach. Previously spent a long time in the Atlanta Braves system. Trevor Tanager, the home plate umpire, out to break up the mound meeting, giving them a little bit of leeway. Lewis will walk back towards the Naturals dugout. Bouncing ball right back up the middle underneath Martinez's glove. Massey from behind second. Throws to first in time. He got him. What a play by Michael Massey up the middle. That's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Book a last-minute trip or plan a vacation with Breeze Airways. Fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. First pitch to Leobaldo Cabrera, the right-handed hitting left fielder, foul back to the screen, 0-1. So Matt Wallner walked, came around to the Alex Isola home run, Andrew Bechtold the home run, and then Chris Williams grounds out. Next pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Cabrera struck out swinging to begin the third. That's just two hits this season. And the 1-1. This is a touch outside, 2-1. Two hits and now 45 at-bats. It's a lot of bad luck. He's hit the ball hard when he puts it in play. Pitch. This is high and away, three balls and one strike. A little bit of milling about in the Naturals' right field corner bullpen, but no activity right. Martinez kicks in the 3-1. This is low for ball four. Cabrera down to first. That's Martinez's fifth walk, which ties a career high. Something he's only done once before. Back to the top of the order for Austin Martin. The wind surge leadoff hitter. The runner on first and one out. 4-3 the score here in the top of the fourth inning. Naturals scored four in the bottom of the third. And the wind surge three in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Martin nods his head. Says, yeah, that was a good pitch. Tried to hold up his swing, but it couldn't, and it looked like he was swinging a sword at the plate. Counts 0-1. No balls, a strike. Move over. Cabrera dashes back in. He's swiped two bases this year in as many attempts. And the pitch. Bluff for second. Swing and a miss, and Porter thinks about throwing to first, but just stares Cabrera back to the bag. And the count's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, with one out and a runner on first. And the pitch. In there, called strike three. Austin Martin shakes his head as he walks back to the dugout. It's the fifth strikeout for Marcelo Martinez and the second out here in the fourth. So with two away, Cabrera leading from first, the pitch to Edouard Julien. It's called a strike. No balls and one strike. Julien singled in the first and walked in the third inning, just like Austin Martin did. So maybe he'll strike out here in the fourth. The 0-1, runner out for second, which is sky deep down the left field line, headed for the grass berm and foul in the corner. quickly, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cabrera has to head back to first base. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Naturals lead by a run, 4-3 here in the top of the fourth. Runner off for second again. The pitch high for a ball. Porter skips a throw down to second. The tag from Garcia is just a bit late. Well, if it's 120 feet from home plate to second base, I'd say Porter probably threw that, bounced in the grass behind the mound, and skipped on a hop to Garcia. That's Cabrera's third steal of the year. Now the count 1-2 on Edouard Julien. Left-handed hitter awaits the pitch from the lefty Martinez. It's on the way. Rolled over, foul through the first base coach's bracket into the hands of the Wind Surge first base coach. There are about 50 kids that want him. But Joe Mangiamelli finds maybe just the closest one. Just hand it around the netting. He'll do it again with the count, 1-2. Runner on second. He's the tying run, Cabrera. The 1-2 pitch comes inside. Cabrera can't, or I should say, Porter can't catch it cleanly. Inside, the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. The pitch just spotted off the plate. The count's full, 3-2. 3-2 the count. Two outs. Looks like Stephen Woods Jr. is getting up on the Naturals' bullpen mound to maybe start throwing. Or Jonah DePoto. 3-2 pitch. Just misses outside. Man, that was close. Sixth walk of the day for Marcelo Martinez. Runner down to first with two outs. And that's Jonah DePoto up and throwing to the Naturals bullpen. Nate Eaton, the Naturals third baseman, jogs over to the dugout. He needs a new glove. Two on and two out for Spencer Steer, the right-handed hitting third baseman. 0-2 today. Go-ahead run on for the Surge here in the fourth, and the first pitch in for a called strike one. Steer struck out in the first, flying out to shallow left field. The third, the 0-1 pitch. Popped in the air, shallow center field. Lofton charges in, the sun glistening off his sunglasses, reaches up above the cap to make a one-handed catch. And that ends the top of the fourth inning. But the Wind Surge score 3 runs on back-to-back home runs from Alex Isola and Andrew Bechtold. 3 runs on 2 hits, a trio of walks, no errors, and 2 runners were left on. So it's a 1-run game, 4-3 Naturals lead as we head to the home half of the fourth.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
off.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
This is Third Baseman Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Back at RVS Ballpark, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-3 lead for the Naturals. Stephen Klumek starts. Need Eaton off the ball, down and away. One ball and no strikes. Eaton, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Called the strike, 1-1. Klumek, the right-hander, into his second inning of relief. Allowed 4 runs on 2 hits and a walk and a hit batter in the third inning. The pitch. Called a strike, 1-2. Eaton flied out to center field in the second inning. He was 0-for-1 today. The Naturals leading by a run. Righty and righty, the 1-2. Skips outside. Bechtold backhands the ball to keep it from bouncing to the warning track. We're even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shaded a pull for the right-handed hitting third baseman. And the 2-2 pitch. Poked in the air, center field, sends Hellman back. A step in front of the warning track. He jumps up and makes the grab. So Eaton flies out to center field for the second time today. With one out, it's the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning. I mentioned this on the broadcast when we were in Springfield. Relevant for a couple reasons here. Aaron Whitefield called up to the Los Angeles Angels on Sunday. He's an Australian like Robbie Glendinning. First pitch called for strike one. And also played for the Windsurge last year. Longtime Twins prospect. Made his major league debut in 2020 with the Twins. Now he's back with the big leagues with the Angels. The pitch comes inside and misses. 1 ball and 1 strike. One ball, one strike. The pitch. In for strike two. Glendinning struck out swinging in the second inning. Hits for the infield slightly to pull. Glendinning an upright stance. And the pitch. This is inside a breaking ball. The count's even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, change of pace as Glendinning off balance. He's down swinging for the second time today. And there are 2 gone. Well, 3 in a row retired by Klumek after the home run by Sulu Matias in the third inning. That's his first strikeout. Base is empty with 2 away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Naturals leading 4-3, and Logan Porter, the catcher, steps in. Right-handed hitter awaits the first pitch from Klumek. Called the strike. 0-1. Porter was hit by a pitch and scored in the third inning. He came home on the Nick Lofton sacrifice fly. 0-1 pitch. Skied foul to the right. And quickly, it's 0-2. Well, after Stephen Klumek was forced to throw 26 pitches in the third inning, he, the Windsurge manager Ramon Borrego, would love a 1-2-3 inning here. The 0-2. Poked foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. 0 balls and 2 strikes. Now it's Dante Biasi, the left-hander, up and throwing to the Naturals bullpen. And he's been warming up all half innings, so it looks like Biasi will have the top of the fifth. Marcelo Martinez is at 86 pitches, so that makes sense. Here's the 0-2. So we got a foul tip that caught a piece of Andrew Bechtold, the catcher. He's still new to that position, just started playing it last year. Doesn't get easier, Andrew, I promise you. I don't speak from experience. My catching days ended, when I was about 9 years old. No balls, two strikes with two outs. Here's the pitch. I don't know what. One ball and two strikes. Bases empty, two outs. One and two on the Naturals catcher, Logan Porter. Plummet kicks and fires. Just outside, misses. We're even, two balls and two strikes. I think we're going to post it after the game today, but I have a warning track walk interview with Logan Porter. So look for that coming up on Natural social media soon. The 2-2. Poked foul to the right. Off the facade of the suite level, it bounces back down into the seats. And we'll do it again. No balls, two strikes the count. Again, line back to the screen. What a battle here from Logan Porter. I'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up. Infield shaded, a pull for the right-handed hitter. Porter calls time. Has to get some more sticky stuff on the handle of his bat, some more pine tar on his gloves. Two and two. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball hit past the glove of the third baseman, Martin, and into left center field. Oh, that ball was hit hard. Porter aboard for the second time today with his first hit. A runner on first, two outs.
Tucker Bradley.
Left-handed hitter singled his last time up in the third inning and rolls over the first pitch to the first baseman, Williams. He blocks it like a hockey goalie, and Bradley tries to play a cat-and-mouse game getting to first base, but he's unsuccessful. Three unassisted, the ground out, ends the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on Logan Porter, left on center. We go to the fourth inning. Naturals leading this game 4-3.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No, now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
I'm a left-handed pitcher, Dante Biazzi, and you're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go after the fifth inning, and Dante Biazzi takes over for Marcelo Martinez, who pitches four innings, allows three runs on four hits. With six walks and five strikeouts, he does surrender a pair of home runs and exits after 4 inches. Dante Biazzi, the left-hander, will have 4, 5, and 6 in the wind surge order, starting with the right-handed hitting center fielder, Michael Hellman. Biazzi, the left-hander, is making his sixth appearance this season, his third out of the bullpen. 1-0 record, a 5.50 ERA. Kick at the first pitch is in for a con strike one. No balls and a strike to Michael Hellman. Hellman met Walner, Alex Isola due up here in the top of the fifth. The pitch, Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Naturals lead 4-3. Four runs in the third for the Naturals, then three in the fourth for the Wind Surge. Biazzi works from the first base side, kicks and deals. Line foul back to the screen. And it's no balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull. Biazzi the lefty. Kicks and deals. Popped to the right. Foul and out of play. 0-2. Biazzi began the season with a pair of appearances out of the bullpen, piggybacking Asa Lacy. He started in Lacy's spot in the rotation the last three go-arounds. Now back to the bullpen. Again the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Really good pitch from Biazzi. Gets Hellman to swing and miss for the first out of the fifth. Now we'll take a look at the Major League scoreboard. This update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. First pitch to Matt Wallner, the right fielder, rolled over to the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning, who takes it to the bag himself. And quickly, there are two away. Let's see how quickly I can hustle through these scores. It's a Tuesday, so there's only one game in progress. A's and Tigers play a doubleheader. We're from Comerica Park. Everything else is tonight, so that helps me out a bit. First pitch to Alex Isola, tap foul. No balls and one strike. Dodgers are playing in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Brewers are in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. Mets in Washington to play the Nationals. Blue Jays will play the Yankees in New York. 0-1 to Isola, skied high in the air out to center field. Nick Lofton ranges over to his left, reaches up and makes a one-handed catch. That's the third out here in the fifth inning. Dante Biazzi, a quick 1-2-3 frame. Halfway home, the Naturals lead the Wind Surge 4-3.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Placid Tire Service is the low-price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlacidTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now let's go back to Arvez Nicholas Batters.
Halfway through this afternoon's ball game, after 4.5 innings, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 4-3. For the Naturals, three runs, four hits, and no errors. For the Naturals, 4 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. That'll be the top of the Northwest Arkansas order due up to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Michael Garcia, Nick Lofton, and Michael Massey against a new pitcher into the game. Tyler Viza takes over. So Stephen Klumek, 2 innings. He allows 4 runs on 3 hits with a walk, a hit batter, and a strikeout. So Michael Garcia, Nick Lofton, and Michael Massey, the 3-2 up to hit for Northwest Arkansas. Right-on-right matchup. Viza stands tall on the mound. 6'3", 215 pounds, the 27-year-old delivers the first pitch. This is inside for ball one. Garcia 0 for 1 today. Grounded out in the first inning and then advanced the runners with a sack bunt to the third. Kick in the pitch. This is high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. He's third in the league with 22 walks. Is Michael. Glove over the head. Viza kicks and fires. Popped in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Chris Williams on the warning track drifts back into the foul territory grass past the first base bag and makes the catch for the first out. That wind really blowing the ball back towards the left side of the playing surface. And there's one away for Nick Lofton. Right-handed hitter awaits the first pitch. Popped in the air, right side. Second baseman out of the outfield grass. Makes the catch quickly, two away. So with two gone, here's the second baseman, Michael Massey. Let's see, other games being played tonight. I mentioned 6 Central, the Blue Jays are in New York. At 6:20, the Red Sox are playing in Atlanta against the Braves. At 6:40, the Astros are in Minnesota against the Twins. First pitch to Michael Massey, misses outside for ball one. Orioles and Cardinals play at 6:45 Central in St. Louis. Guardians are in Chicago to take on the White Sox at 7:10. Pitch misses outside, 2-0. Rays are in Anaheim to take on the Angels. Cubs and Padres at Petco. Phillies and Mariners from Seattle. Marlins and D-backs in Arizona. And the pitch. Bunted up the third baseline. An absolute beauty. Fair inside the third base bag. Michael Massey bunts for a base hit. Well, the wind surge played the third baseman Sear back and off the bag. There you go. There's a base hit for Michael Massey. His first hit of the day. Well, Sully Matias bats. Runner on first and 2 outs. The pitch to Matias. Checks the swing of the ball down and away. Massey thinks about going for second, but he holds up. Counts 1-0. Three-run homer in the third inning for Matias. His fifth of the year, the 1-0. This is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes, with Massey leaning towards second. The pitch. Down and away, misses. Three balls and no strikes to... Three balls, no strikes to Matias. Take it all the way. It's in for a strike. He was a couple steps towards first base. He thought that was ball four. 2 outs and a runner on first base is Michael Massey. Naturals leading 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 count to Matias. The pitch. In for a strike. A good breaking ball from Tyler Viza. And the count's full, 3-2. Tyler Viza making his ninth appearance of the year out of the bullpen. He's been great for Wichita. And the 3-2 pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bechtel didn't catch it cleanly, but he tags Matias, walking back to the dugout for the third out of the fifth inning. Well, the Naturals fail to score after the 2-out bunt base hit from Michael Massey. No runs, a hit, no errors. A runner left on. We go to the sixth. A run, 1-run lead, 4-3 for Northwest Arkansas.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
You know, fans, for starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Off to the sixth inning, the Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 4-3 from Arvez Ballpark on a Tuesday afternoon in Springdale. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Dante Biasi out for the sixth inning, his second of relief. The first pitch to Andrew Bechtold, the catcher. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. Trying to check his swing, but went around. It's 0-1. Bechtold, Chris Williams, Leobaldo Cabrera, the bottom third of the Wind Surge order. And the pitch, lined into left center field. That's going to drop for a base hit and maybe extra bases. Bechtold around first. He's digging for second. The throw in, just a tad behind Bechtold. He leads off the sixth inning with a double. After a home run in the fourth inning, Andrew Bechtold has the double in the sixth for his second hit of the day. Now Chris Williams bats, the first baseman. He has the tying run on second base in the form of Andrew Bechtold. Wind Surge trailing by a run 4-3. Biasi trying to protect the one-run advantage for the Naturals. The first pitch. Looped foul over the net in, over the sweet level and out of play. No balls and one strike. Biasi threw just eight pitches in a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Now with a runner on, the 0-1 pitch. This is high and inside. One ball and one strike. Williams 0-for-2 today. Struck out in the second. Grounded out up the middle in the fourth inning. That was a really nice play made by a Gold Glover, Michael Massey. Pitch. This is high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Skied high in the air, out to left field. Tucker Bradley tracks to his left. Reaches up with his glove above the cap to make the catch. And there's one away. Chris Williams flies out to left field. That brings us to the number nine hitter in the order, Leobaldo Cabrera. Dante Biasi. 24 years old, the sixth round pick in the 2019 draft out of Penn State. And the first pitch. This is high and away for ball one. Leobaldo Cabrera, the right-handed hitting left fielder bats, struck out in the third inning, walked and stole second in the fourth. Tying run on second base, 180 feet away, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Threw a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count's even. One ball and one strike. A pitch. Called a strike. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes with one out. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Sal. Hits are tied 5 apiece with the Wind Surge trailing by a run 4-3. Biazzi's 2-2. Foul back straight to the screen on a line. Do this once more. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biazzi chucks back at second, kicks and deals. Popped in the air to the right side. Gets out of play over the sweet level. We'll do it once more. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes with one out. A kick in the pitch. High for ball three. And we're full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dante Biazzi goes behind the rubber and crabs a little bit of rosin for his hand. Appears in for the sign. The glove tucked into his right arm. Set of the belt. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fouled. A little looper over the screen out of play. Do it once more. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're back at 7:05 the next three nights. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 6:05 on Saturday, and then 2:05 on Sunday. Again, the 3-2. Well struck in the air to center field. Nick Lofton ranges back, reaches up a couple paces in front of the warning track and makes the grab. Fires in a throwback to the infield. Just a few paces behind Andrew Bechtold, who tags up from second. Moves to third. So Leobaldo Cabrera flies out to center, but the Wind Surge have the tying run 90 feet away on third base. For Austin Martin. A shortstop, right-handed hitter, has reached base twice today. Singled in the first, walked in the third, and then struck out in the fourth. Runner on third and two outs. The first pitch sails high for ball one. The pitch misses again. 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 misses outside. 3 balls and no strikes. So Biazzi being careful with Austin Martin. The 3-0 in for a strike, 3-1. Martin, a guy who gets on base a lot, just against the Naturals. With 2 outs and a runner on third, the 3-1 pitch. Looped foul over the screen. Off the sweet level, back down into the seats. It counts for 3 balls and 2 strikes. Edouard Julien is due up next. He's reached base all 3 trips to the plate today. Andrew Bechtold on third base is the tie-in run with the Wind Surge trailing the Naturals 4-3. And the pitch. Well struck in the air to right center field. Nick Lofton back on the run. Makes the catch in the alley. Crashes into the wall. What a sensational play from the Naturals center fielder with the third and final out of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. The Wind Surge held off the scoreboard. Dante Biazzi threw 2 scoreless. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-3 Naturals.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is outfielder John Rave, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards, cards that earn points, to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Naturals lead the wind surge 4-3 here from Arvest Ballpark. Tyler Viza back out for his second inning of work. He'll face 5, 6, and 7 in the Northwest Arkansas order. John Rave, Nate Eaton, and Robbie Glendinning. Well, first it will be the left-handed hitting D8. Grounded out in the third. He's 0 for 2 today. I beg your pardon, he flied out the third inning. Couldn't read my own handwriting in the scorebook. He's 0 for 1. Infield plays to pull with the third baseman to steer even with the baseline, protecting against the bunt. First pitch. Called a strike. Well framed by Andrew Bechtold. And the count's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. In for strike two. Rave quickly behind the count. No balls, two strikes. Fiza kicks and deals. Looped foul to the left towards Little Arvest Ballpark, out of play. Counts 0-2. Rave, the fifth round pick by the Royals in 2019 out of Illinois State. And a lot of 2019 draft picks here with the Naturals. And the 0-2. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Bechtold for strike three. Rave down swinging. Second strike out for Viza. It's the first out of the sixth inning. Watch the third baseman, Nate Eaton. First pitch to Eaton. Misses inside for ball one. And the pitch. Got the strike. One ball and one strike. Eaton's flied out twice today to center field in the second and the fourth innings. Both times hit hard. Just didn't hold up long enough. The 1-1. Tries to square and bunt. One up the first base side, but pulls back. Pitches low and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike. There's some space between the first baseman and second baseman, trying to push it that way. Three balls and a strike in the pitch. This is outside for ball four. So Nate Eaton jogs down to first base. He walks, and the Naturals have a one-out base runner for Robbie Glendinning. One run first, one out. Naturals leading 4-3. in the sixth. The first pitch. This is high and away for ball one. In total, 35 Australians have reached. But you pardon, 36 Australians have reached the major leagues. 1-0 is lined to right. That sinks a Matt Wallner into a dive. He makes a nice play off to his left. There's the second out of the sixth inning. The Wind Surge right fielder robs Glendinning of a hit. They're two away. Alexander Wells out of New South Wales debuted with the Baltimore Orioles last year. Now here's Logan Porter, the catcher. One on and two out. Naturals up by a run, 4-3 here in the sixth. First pitch is down and away. Check swing in for strike one. Ty Krause, the first base umpire, said he went around on the appeal. It's 0-1 on Porter. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the third, then singled in the fourth. So in the box score, he's 1-for-1 today. Infield shaded to pull. Julian towards second up the middle. The 0-1 with Eaton off for second. Pitches outside for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. Nate Eaton swipes his seventh steal of the year. Even 1-1. One ball, one strike. With two outs here in the... No balls and two strikes. It's called a strike. No balls, two strikes on Logan Porter with a runner on second and two outs. Check back at second, kicking the pitch. Misses low. Now it's a ball and two strikes. So those were the runner steals the base. My eyes go towards second base immediately in the base runner. I'm always checking to see what the umpire calls. I need to get better at that. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Fiza check back at second. The pitch to Porter. Looped foul over the backstop. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. One and two with two away. Buys a set of the letters, kicks and deals. Outside corner called strike three. Porter frozen for the third out of the sixth inning. And they're six innings down and... three to go. We go to the seventh. It's 4-3 Naturals here from Arvest Ballpark.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the seventh inning from Arvest Ballpark. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 4-3. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Wind Surge. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Naturals. The game started with four innings on the mound from Marcelo Martinez. And now it's Dante Biazzi, the reliever, into his third inning of work. A left-hander will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Wichita order. Edouard Julien, Spencer Steer, and Michael Hellman. Julien singled in the first, walked in the third, and again in the fourth. For one today. The first pitch, in for a call, strike one. Biazzi, that's his 30th pitch of the afternoon. His 22nd strike. At the belt, kicks the 0-1. This is outside. One ball and one strike. Pitch in for a strike, 91 mile an hour fastball, and the count's 1-2. Biazzi actually has a brother that played minor league baseball. His older brother Sal also went to Penn State. 1-2 misses, two balls and two strikes. He was drafted by the Royals in the 11th round in 2017 and traded to Seattle in 2019. 2-2, sky down the left field line. Tucker Bradley crosses the foul line and makes the catch in foul territory for the first out of the seventh. Julien retired for the first time today. Here's Spencer Steer. Yes, Sal was a Royal, then a Mariner, then a White Sox. Currently a free agent, last I checked. Steer bats the right-handed hitting third baseman. Takes the first pitch in for a called strike. No balls and one strike. I want to give Dante's due diligence. It feels like he's been sneaky good this year. Like, kind of flown under the radar, you know. Counts even 1-1. Taking the pitch. Hop foul to the right. Clendenin onto the warning track. Now reaches back towards the field of play, and it drops past him. Counts 1-2. Those foul balls have proved tough today with the gusty winds out towards center field. On April the 23rd, out-dueling Jack Leiter, threw four scoreless, was always working his way out of trouble. And the 1-2. This is high. Two balls and two strikes. And even in his start against Amarillo, he did a good job with that. 2-2 pitch. Sky to the air again. Foul territory right side. Clendenin, just outside the first base coach's box, reaches up and makes the grab as it tails back towards the field. But this time he's able to secure the ball for the second out of the seventh inning. Dante, even when he puts base runners on today, he's worked out of it. Stranded a runner on third base with less than 2 outs in the sixth inning. The first pitch misses to Michael Hellman for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hellman's 0-for-3 today. He's twice popped out into foul territory. Struck out his last time up. Grounds the pitch sharply underneath the glove of the third baseman Eaton and into left field. Hard hit single for Hellman with 2 outs. This is his first base knock of the day. Wind Surge have a runner on with 2 gone. Here's Matt Walner. Matt Walner bats, left-handed hitting right fielder, takes the first pitch inside. Fastball just misses. It's 1-0. Walner struck out of the second, walked and scored in the fourth, grounded out in the fifth. This is his fourth plate appearance of the day. And the 1-0. This is high. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch grounded sharply right to the second baseman, Michael Massey. Up and over to first to retire the side. Three scoreless innings out of the bullpen for Dante Biazzi. On a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. It's stretch time from Arvest Ballpark, and the seventh inning stretch is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Naturals lead the wind surge 4-3.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is outfielder Tucker Bradley, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 4-3. Osiris Herman, the right-hander, the new pitcher in for Wichita. Tyler Vines. Doesn't allow any runs on one hit. So Herman, the third reliever, fourth pitcher of the game for the wind search. First pitch to Tucker Bradley. This is inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Tucker Bradley, Michael Garcia, and Nick Lofton. 9-1-2 in the Naturals order. And the pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch misses away, 3-0. Herman a little wild with the fastball so far. 3-0 to Tucker Bradley. He's singled in the third, grounded out in the fourth. So he's 1-for-2 today. And the pitch. Connell the strike. Bradley taking all the way. And it's 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Sky down the right field line. Matt Wallner charges in. And that'll drop just in fair territory for a hit. Tucker Bradley speeds into second, standing up with a double. He didn't stop running. Wallner had to run in, grab the ball, and it kind of took a funny hop on him into foul territory. Here's Michael Garcia back to the top of the order. First pitch is grounded sharply up the middle into center field. Tucker Bradley speeds around third base. He's in to score, standing up. An RBI single for Michael Garcia. Adds a run for the Naturals. Doubles the lead and makes it 5-3 here in the seventh. Adds an important run of insurance and stretches his hit streak to 12 games now.
Thank you.
First pitch to McLaughlin, bunts it softly up the third baseline. That's going to be a tough play for Herman. Off-balance throw to first isn't in time. McLaughlin bunts for his single, his second hit of the day. Moves Michael Garcia up to second. Two runners on with nobody out here in the seventh for the Naturals. A run already home. That's three straight hits for Northwest Arkansas. Now here's Michael Massey. Massey, the left-handed hitter, awaits the first pitch from Herman, who misses outside. One ball and no strikes. This is just his second appearance at the AA level this season, called up from Quad Cities last week. The 1-0, in for a strike, 1-1. He's been with the Twins since the 2017 season. Started out in the Dominican Summer League, worked his way up to the Gulf Coast League, Appalachian League. 1-1, foul to the left, 1-2. Massey struck out of the first, walked the third, and singled in the fifth. So he's 1-for-2 today. He started out the year in high A Cedar Rapids and was really good. Allowed just a run across 7 2/3 innings, no walks and 10 strikeouts. Check back at second, the 1-2. Sails outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two. He's set at the letters. Check back at second. Kicks and deals. Line drive up the middle into center field. A base hit. Michael Garcia runs through a stop sign at third base. He's in to score standing up. An RBI single for Michael Massey makes it 6-3 Northwest Arkansas. That's four straight hits to begin the bottom of the seventh for the Natural. That was a late stop sign from Chris Widger. Michael's just so fast. He was already going. There's not much to do. The catcher Andrew Beck told out for a chat with Osiris Herman. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. 2-1, nobody out for Suli Matias, the first pitch. Grounded sharply to the left side. The third baseman Steer has it for one, goes to second. Julian on to first, a double play. 5-4-3, the wind surge roll up the double play. That's a big pitch for Herman. Does move loft into third, but now two away. Now here's the designated hitter, John Ray. First pitch. In for a called strike one. Walked in the second, flied out in the third, and struck out in the sixth. He's 0-for-2, his five-game hit streak in jeopardy. With Nick Lofton on third base and two outs, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2 quickly. No balls and two strikes on the way. Tap softly to the right side. The first baseman, Williams, to his right. Underhand flip to the pitcher, Herman, covering the bag in time. Rave grounds out for the third out of the seventh inning. So Osiris Herman makes a nice recovery, allows four straight hits to begin the inning and a pair of runs to score. He gets a double play and a ground out to end it. But the Naturals score two runs and take a 6-3 lead. Northwest Arkansas leads by three as we head to the eighth.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday and fireworks on both Friday and Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
This is pitcher Jonah DePoto, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we're back at Arvest Ballpark for the top of the eighth inning. The Naturals a 6-3 lead over the Wind Surge, and Jonah DePoto takes over on the mound for Northwest Arkansas. Dante Biasi, three scoreless innings. Doesn't allow a run on two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. He'll have 6, 7, and 8 in the Wind Surge order. So we enter the eighth inning. Biasi, 44 pitches, 29 of them strikes. If the Naturals can hold the lead, he'd theoretically be in line for the win. DePoto making what's going to be his ninth appearance of the season. No record and a 3.27 ERA. Righty on righty to start with a Wind Surge DH Isola. Kicking the first pitch. This is down low for ball one. Isola walked in the second, connected on a two-run home run to start the scoring for Wichita in the fourth, and then flying out to center field in the fifth. Kick in the pitch. Misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Jonah DePoto, across his eight appearances this year, five of them have been scoreless. Four of those were consecutive scoreless appearances between the 14th and 27th of April. 2-0 to Isola. Sails outside past the glove of Logan Porter to the backstop. Three balls and no strikes. The 3-0. Called the strike. Three balls and one strike. Three-one. Grounded to the third baseman, Eaton, but straight to the ground. Got a piece of Isola. It's a foul ball. And the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Again, the 3-2 pitch to DePoto to Isola. Down low for ball four. Alex Isola draws his second walk of the day. Down to first base to begin the eighth inning. DePoto, the 25th round pick by the... or the 25-year-old, I beg your pardon. The 35th round pick by the Royals in 2019 out of UC San Diego. First pitch. This is outside. One ball and no strikes. Bechtel, 2-for-3 today. Flied out in the second, homered in the fourth, and doubled in the sixth. So it's been a good day for him at the plate. The 0-1. In for a strike. 1-1. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And a ball down and away. And it's one ball and two strike. And that's strike three, I beg your pardon. Three pitches, Andrew Bechtold strikes out. Just have my head buried in my scorebook, trying to get everything caught up. Just one pitch, and comes back to bite me. Here's Chris Williams. First pitch, it's called the strike. Struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth, and flied out in the sixth. 0-3 today. Behind the count, 0-1 with a runner on first. DePoto kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. And quickly, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Down and away misses. One ball and two strikes. 6-3, the Naturals lead here in the top of the eighth inning. DePoto, a part of that core group that's moved up through the system with Chris Widger. A 1-2 pitch. Chopped fair inside the third base bag, down the line and into the corner. Alex Isola, he's held up at third base as Williams pulls into second, standing up with a double. So the Wind Surge have two runners in scoring position here with one out. Leobaldo Cabrera will step to the plate as the tying run. Big chance here for the Wind Surge, down by three with two on and just one out. DePoto a little bit of trouble to work out of. Leobaldo Cabrera struck out in the third, walked in the fourth, and then flied out in the sixth. So 0-2 today, the first pitch from DePoto. A fastball at 93 miles an hour. It's one ball and no strikes. The pitch. This is inside, 2-0. DePoto at the belt with his teal glove, kicks and fires. This is outside. Three balls and no strikes to Cabrera. In danger of loading the bases here in the top of the eighth inning. Just five outs to get for the Naturals, leading by three. His socks up high, DePoto kicks and fires. Misses outside, a four-pitch walk to Leobaldo Cabrera. Well, that loads the bases. Isola on third, Williams on second, Cabrera on first. And here comes the Naturals pitching coach, Derek Lewis. Across the warning track and out towards the mound for a conversation with DePoto. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. We'll see some activity start in the Naturals bullpen past the right field fence. I believe it's Jeffrey Del Rosario getting up to throw. It is Del Rosario. He threw just one inning on Sunday. And we haven't seen a Naturals pitcher throw back-to-back games yet this year, even a Sunday to a Tuesday. Bases loaded and one out for Austin Martin, the Twins' top prospect. First pitch, DePoto. Martin is 1-3 today. He singled on the first pitch of the game in the first inning, walked in the third, then he struck out in the fourth and flied out to center field in the sixth. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Del Rosario throwing to the Naturals bullpen, a righty warming up for Wichita as well. DePoto, the 0-2 to Martin, just misses outside. One ball and two strikes. It's the right-hander Alex Scherf warming for Wichita. One ball and two strikes on Austin Martin. Where's his pant legs pulled up to his knees like DePoto? Here's the 1-2. Sky to the right, fouling out of play. We'll do it once more. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Misses down and in. Martin lays off and Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glendinning plays even with the bag at first base. Double play depth up the middle. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Martin down swinging with the bases loaded for the second out here at the top of the 8th inning. The base is loaded with now 2 outs for the left-handed hitting second baseman, Edwin Julien. Singled in the first, walked in the third and fourth, flied out of the seventh, and the pitch. This is low for ball one. Naturals leading 6-3 here at the top of the 8th inning. 3 runs on 7 hits for the wind surge, 6 runs on 9 hits for the Naturals. Infield the pull for the lefty. DePoto kicks in the 1-0. Comes inside, hits off the glove of Porter, shoots towards the Naturals dugout, and Alex Isola comes home to score in the pass ball. It's 6-4 now. Williams moves from second to third. Cabrera from first to second. 1-0 on Julian, and the Naturals athletic trainer Danny Acola out to check on the home plate umpire Trevor Daniger. Looking at his hand, it looks like. Maybe his forearm. The first base umpire, Ty Krause, comes over as well. First pass ball this season on Logan Porter. Beg your pardon, 2-0 on Julian with Williams on third, Cabrera on second. The pitch misses outside, 3-0. Poto in danger of loading the bases again. At the belt. He kicks and fires. Outside ball 4. Another walk. Loads the bases back up. Third of the inning for DePoto. Here comes Chris Widger. It'll be Jeffrey Del Rosario's job to get out of this inning. DePoto will go 2/3 of an inning. Woodger makes the trek out to the bullpen. Hands the ball off to his skipper, and Del Rosario jogs in from right field. So a pitching change here in Northwest Arkansas. A run home for the wind surge, and the bases loaded with 2 outs. It's 6-4 Naturals. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a 4-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
third baseman, Spencer Steer.
Bases loaded with two outs. Back for the top of the eighth inning. Naturals leading 6-4, Spencer Steer. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Bats against Jeffrey Del Rosario, the right-hander. Two outs on the first pitch. This is up and in to Steer. One ball and no strikes. This is Del Rosario's ninth appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's 2-0 with a 1.77 ERA. Has 14 strikeouts and 20 in a third innings. And Logan Porter, the Naturals catcher, calls time in a little bit of pain, maybe a calf cramp. Peering in towards the dugout. It's back into his crouch. A ball and no strikes. Del Rosario to Steer. Righty and righty. Kicking the pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenge with the fastball up and in. And the count's 1-1. Steer's 0 for 4 today. A strikeout and a trio of outs in the air. His fifth plate appearance today. The seventh man to hit this inning. Del Rosario, the 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike. Williams on third, Cabrera on second, Julien on first. Pitch skied high in the air, shallow left field. Michael Garcia ranging out. He's called off by the left fielder Tucker Bradley, who's camped under it and makes a two-handed catch. Del Rosario comes in and works out of trouble, stranding the bases loaded. A run for the wind surge on a hit, three walks, no errors, and three runners left on. It's 6-4 Naturals. Need some insurance as we go to the bottom of the bottom of the eighth.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it. We build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
This is third baseman Nate Eaton. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Arvest by afternoon. The Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 6-4. Alex Scherf takes over on the mound. Osiris Ramon pitches an inning, allows two runs on four hits with no walks and no strikeouts. So for Scherf, his ninth appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's 0-1 with a 1.04 ERA. He's allowed just one earned run in 8 2/3 innings with 12 strikeouts. 6-7-8 starting with Nate Eaton, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Open stance, he waits the first pitch and loops it foul into the Naturals' dugout. Counts no balls and one strike. Eaton, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter due up to bat this inning for Northwest Arkansas. Infield shaded a pull for the right-on-right matchup. The pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. 0-2. Eaton's 0-for-2 today. He flied out in the second and then again in the fourth. But he walked and stole second base in the sixth inning. He's reached base now in five consecutive games. The 0-2 pitch. Line back to the screen. Again a foul ball. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Looping fly ball poked into center field. Sends Hellman back. Reaches up over his left shoulder. Makes a one-handed catch. The first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. The Naturals scored four runs in the third inning. A sacrifice fly from Nick Lofton and a three-run homer from Sully Matias. Wind surge three in the fourth. Naturals two in the seventh on RBI singles from Michael Garcia and Michael Massey. And then a run in the eighth inning. The first pitch. Called the strike. No balls in one strike. Glendinning struck out in the second and again in the fourth. And lined out in the sixth inning. So he's 0 for 3 today. The pitch looped to the right out of play. And it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes with one out. Just Glendinning lines it down the left field line. Into the corner and gone over the wind surge bullpen. Robbie Glendinning sends the hanging breaking ball down the line and over the fence for his fifth home run of the year. Make it 7-4 Naturals here in the eighth. Take back the run that Wichita scored in the top of the inning. Now Logan Porter bats. He homered on Sunday. Naturals had a pair. First pitch, called a strike. No balls and one strike to the Naturals' catcher. Catching for the third straight game, Sebastian Rivera up with Kansas City now. The pitch, this is down low. Counts 1-1. Rivera was recalled on Sunday to be the 27th man on the Royals' active roster for the doubleheader. 1-1 is flied to right. Molnar over to his right. Reaches up and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. He was returned to the Naturals. I don't know if it was Sunday evening or Monday morning, but with Edward Olivares hitting the injured list, Rivera was, after being optioned to the Naturals, immediately recalled again. So Salvador Perez, MJ Melendez, and Sebastian Rivera, the three catchers on the roster. Tucker Bradley takes the first pitch in for a called strike one. Bases empty and two outs. Naturals leading 7-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Naturals have one active catcher. That's Logan Porter. Thought back to the screen, 0-2. Tyler Cropley on the injured list right now. Gavin Stupinski is a catcher naturally, but is listed on the roster as an infielder. 0-2 on Bradley, the pitch. Line drive into center field. It's a three-hit day for Tucker Bradley. Singled in the third, doubled and scored in the seventh. The Naturals' 11th hit of the game. The first pitch to Garcia, swing and a miss for strike one. He's 1-for-4 today, singled in a run and scored in the seventh. Pitch. Misses for a ball. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a ball down and away. Down to where Michael Garcia goes, and the count's one ball and two strike. Pitch misses and he counts even, two balls and two strikes. Two and two with Bradley picked off of first base. He was getting his secondary lead towards second. Scherf steps off the mound, throws over, and Bradley picked off for the third out of the eighth inning. The Naturals add a run on the home run from Robbie Glendinning. A run on two hits, no errors, and no runners left on. We go to the ninth. It's 7-4 Naturals from Arvest Ballpark.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tonkintown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Enjoy the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions, it's either first place or no place. Challenges, they come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the ninth inning, Naturals lead the wind surge 7-4. Jeffrey Del Rosario got the final out of the eighth inning. Stranded, the bases loaded. On for the ninth, looking for a four-out save. He'll start off with a right-handed hitting center fielder, Michael Helmet. Kicks and fires. First pitch is sky to the air, out to left center field. Tucker Bradley, the left fielder, has a beat on it. Sun glistening off his glasses. Makes the catch. It's the first out. Oh, Hellman flies out. He falls to 1-for-5 on the day. Matt Wallner now bats. He's 0-for-3 today. Walked and scored in the fourth inning. And the first pitch. In for a called strike one. Left-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing down Rosario. Kicks in the 0-1. In for a strike. No balls and two strikes. The Naturals trying to win three straight for just the second time this season. In the 0-2. Called strike three. Wallner frozen on a pitch at the knees. Doesn't agree with the call and slowly walks back towards the dugout. For the second out of the ninth inning. With two away, here's Alex Isola. First pitch to Isola, misses for a ball, 1-0. And 1-0. Grounded sharply right to the third baseman, Eaton. Up and low to first, but dug out by Robbie Glendinnen. What a play to end the game. Jeffrey Al Rosario locks down the save in the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Beat the Wichita Wind Surge 7-4 on this Tuesday afternoon in Springdale, Arkansas. So the Naturals take game one 7-4 and improve for the first time this season to 2 games above .500, 15-13. They've won now 3 consecutive games. Coming up after this, it's the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll recap today's action and set you up for tomorrow. Back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Straight's Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale.
Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Arvest Ballpark on a Tuesday afternoon in Springdale. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals beat the Wichita Wind Surge 7-4 to open up this six-game homestand. Well, it's time for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We're rounding third and headed home here on the Naturals Baseball Network. My name's Nicholas Batters. Glad to have you with us. Let's take a look back at this game. For the Naturals, they improved to 15-13 with the win. Again, winners of three straight now. Seven runs on 11 hits, no errors. They leave five runners on. The Wind Surge fall to 16-11. Four runs on seven hits, no errors, and 11 runners left on. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes. In front of a crowd of 5,620 fans. I don't think that's the largest this year, but it's a quick look. That's the second largest crowd of the year. So really good atmosphere here for Education Day. The winning pitcher is going to be Dante Biasi. Well-deserved. He throws three scoreless innings. Improves to 2-0. He's our Playing Like a Winner player of the game presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Look, it was a good start for Dante Biasi. He threw a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And at a moment where the Naturals' offense really wasn't doing much, right, went scoreless, really didn't support him offensively while he was on the mound, he worked out of trouble when he needed to, stranded the tying run in scoring position. So Dante Biasi gets the win, improves to 2-0, and is our Playing Like a Winner player of the game. Stephen Klemek takes a loss. It's his first of the season. He falls to 0-1. And Jeffrey Del Rosario, finishing the game for the second consecutive game, gets the save. It's his first of the season. So the Naturals started the scoring in the third inning. It was 0-0 through 2.5. The Naturals were on the board with a sacrifice fly from Nick Lofton. And then Sully Matias connected on a three-run home run, his fifth of the season. The Wind Surge scored three runs in the fourth inning off of Marcelo Martinez to get within one. And then the Naturals responded with two in the seventh. Singles, RBI singles for Mike Garcia and Michael Massey. And then after the Wind Surge scored a run in the top of the eighth inning, the Naturals countered in the bottom half. An RBI solo home run from Robbie Glendinning. So Glendinning with his fifth home run of the season. He, Michael Massey, and Sully Matias all tied now for the team lead with five home runs each. And that's a look around today's game. After this, we'll look around the league, the organization, get you ready for tomorrow. Back after this on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd. Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th. And Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, back for more of the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Here again, the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into our Extra Inning Show. We're rounding third and headed home here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Time to take a look around the Texas League, our out-of-town scoreboard update, brought to you by Walmart. Through seven innings in Springfield, the Springfield Cardinals lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles 11-3. It was a big first inning. The Sodies scored a pair of runs, and then the Cardinals countered with five. They added two more in the fourth inning and four in the sixth inning. Chandler Redmond and Malcolm Nunez both homered in the sixth inning. For Springfield today, Jordan Walker, three hits. Well, everyone, oh my gosh, six multi-hit games already. Only one player doesn't have a hit yet for the Cardinals. Kyle Leahy putting together a really good start. That's the only game going on right now. At 6:05 today, the Frisco Rough Riders are in Tulsa to take on the Drillers from One Oak Field. The Corpus Christi Hooks and Midland Rockhounds get going at 6:30 from Momentum Bank Ballpark. And the Arkansas Travelers are in San Antonio to take on the Missions. That game at 7:05 Central. So in the Texas League right now, the Wind Surge drop a game in the standings. So now the Naturals just a game and a half out in third place. The Tulsa Drillers a half game out, so a win today for Tulsa would vault them into first place. Now around the Royals system, Kansas City plays tonight 7:05 Central in Arlington against the Texas Rangers. Brad Keller going for the Royals. He's been so good this year against Martin Perez, the left-hander in that 7:05 from Globe Life Field. Omaha is in Iowa today at Principal Park, 6:38 Central start. That's in AAA. In High A, the Quad Cities River Bandits are hosting the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers from Modern Woodman Park. And in Single A, the Columbia Fireflies and Augusta Green Jackets play in Augusta at SRP Park at 6:05 Central. Tomorrow, the Naturals back at home against the Wind Surge. 7:05 the first pitch. Angel Serpa returns to the mound for Northwest Arkansas. He'll face the right-hander Matt Cantorino. 7:05 first pitch will be on the air with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 6:45. Gates open at 6 o'clock. It's $1.50 barbecue sliders and baseball bingo. Certainly hope to see you out at the ballpark. My name's Nicholas Batters. Saying so long and farewell from Springdale. Enjoy your Tuesday afternoon and evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Cleaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.